Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Troublemakers, Silicon Valley's Coming of Age by historian Leslie Berlin is narrative nonfiction and business history focused on the formative decades that made Silicon Valley a durable innovation engine, rather than retelling the familiar legends centered on a handful of celebrity founders. Berlin profiles seven influential but less celebrated figures whose work helped shape the region's culture, institutions, and breakthrough technologies from the late 1960s to the early 1980s. The book connects personal stories to larger shifts, the emergence of venture capital, the movement of ideas from government and university settings into startups, and the rise of new industries including personal computing, networking, video games, biotech, and enterprise software. Berlin argues that Silicon Valley's power came from networks and rule-breaking across companies and disciplines, not from isolated genius. Written with an historian's emphasis on evidence and context, it aims to explain how an ecosystem formed, why it scaled, and what its early patterns reveal about innovation today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, innovation as an ecosystem, not a lone genius story. A central theme of Troublemakers is that Silicon Valley's defining breakthroughs were the product of a social and institutional system, not a parade of solitary visionaries. Berlin challenges the great man framing often associated with Silicon Valley by showing how advances depended on cross-pollination among engineers, managers, marketers, investors, and university and government actors. Her seven profiles highlight the kinds of roles that rarely dominate popular tech histories: the experienced executive who professionalizes a young company, the administrator who changes how inventions leave a university, and the operational leaders who turn prototypes into reliable products and companies. This approach shifts attention from individual charisma to mechanisms such as mentorship, mobility between firms, and the rapid circulation of technical and business practices. It also helps explain why innovation clustered so intensely in one region during a short period, and why the cluster continued producing new waves of companies. The takeaway is structural ecosystems are built through repeated, practical choices about financing, hiring, partnering, and sharing knowledge. And those choices can matter as much as a single invention. Secondly, from government and labs to the public networking and personal computing, Berlin situates key developments in computing and networking within a broader pipeline that ran from government-funded research and corporate labs to mass-market products. One of the book's profiled figures, Bob Taylor, is associated with foundational work that helped accelerate network computing and the early internet era. And Berlin uses that vantage point to show how ideas move from advanced research settings into tools ordinary people and businesses could use. The narrative emphasizes translation, taking concepts that worked in specialized environments and turning them into usable systems, interfaces, and organizational strategies. That translation required managers who could build teams, set priorities, and secure funding, not just researchers who could demonstrate what was possible. By threading together stories that touch places such as ARPA linked work and Xerox PARC influenced thinking, the book illustrates how Silicon Valley learned to industrialize experimentation. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how personal computing was intertwined with networking and why the culture of rapid iteration, ambitious demos, and competitive collaboration became a regional hallmark. Thirdly, building companies around new markets, Apple, Atari, and the craft of scaling. Troublemakers pays close attention to the often invisible work of turning technical novelty into a scalable business. Berlin highlights Mike Marcola as an early Apple leader who helped shape Apple's business direction and credibility, illustrating how experienced operators can be decisive in the transition from hobbyist beginnings to a growth company. In a different consumer domain, she includes Al Alcorn, tied to the early success of Atari, to show how engineering decisions, product design constraints, and practical execution helped define an emerging video game market. These stories underscore that innovation is not only invention, but also positioning, distribution, and operational discipline. Berlin connects company building to the regional environment, a dense web of suppliers, venture capital, and talent that enabled rapid expansion and quick pivots. She also portrays how management choices created durable patterns, including the emphasis on shipping products, learning from users, and professionalizing fast enough to survive explosive demand. The broader point is that Silicon Valley matured when it learned to repeatedly scale young companies, not merely to generate clever prototypes. Fourthly, biotech and the expansion of the Valley model beyond electronics. A distinctive contribution of the book is its inclusion of biotechnology as part of Silicon Valley's coming of age. By profiling Genentech co-founder Bob Swanson, Berlin shows how entrepreneurial tactics developed in semiconductors and computing were applied to an entirely different scientific and regulatory landscape. The Genentech story demonstrates that the Valley was not just a place for hardware and software, but a generalizable approach to commercialization pairing scientific talent with business leadership, raising risk capital early, and crafting narratives that made uncertain research legible to investors and partners. Berlin uses this shift to widen the definition of what Silicon Valley became, emphasizing that its ecosystem could support multiple technology frontiers when the institutional pieces aligned. Including biotech also reinforces her argument about networks breakthroughs required connections among universities, startups, established firms, and funders, as well as a willingness to create new kinds of organizations. For readers, the biotech thread offers a concrete example of how a regional innovation system can jump domains when it has repeatable methods for financing, staffing, and scaling high uncertainty ventures. Lastly, Hidden Figures and Enabling Institutions, Women Leaders, Mobility, and Tech Transfer. Berlin foregrounds contributors who are often sidelined in popular histories, including women whose careers reveal both barriers and agency inside the valley. Sandra Kurtzig is presented as a major software entrepreneur and a pioneer as the first woman to take a technology company public, highlighting how enterprise software and business computing became core parts of the region's output. Berlin also includes Fawn Alvarez, whose rise from factory line work to leadership underscores the importance of manufacturing, operations, and internal career mobility in building successful tech firms. Complementing these individual stories is the institutional role of Stanford and its technology transfer evolution, represented through Niels Reimers. This thread shows that commercialization is shaped by policies, contracts, and organizational norms that determine whether inventions reach the market and on what terms. Together, these accounts broaden the book beyond founders and engineers to include the full stack of innovation, labor, management, and institutional design. The theme is both historical and instructive inclusive. Well-connected systems tend to outperform mythologies. And the rules governing knowledge transfer can quietly determine which regions become long-term technology centers. In conclusion, Troublemakers is best suited for readers who want to understand how Silicon Valley became Silicon Valley rather than simply relive the greatest hits of a few famous founders. Entrepreneurs, product leaders, investors, and students of innovation will gain practical insight into ecosystem building, why networks matter, how talent circulates across firms, and how translation from research to market depends on managers, institutions, and financing as much as on breakthrough ideas. General readers interested in technology history will appreciate the book's people-centered structure, which makes large shifts in computing, networking, gaming, biotech, and software easier to grasp through individual careers. What distinguishes Berlin in this crowded category is the choice to elevate under-recognized but pivotal actors and to connect their stories into a coherent explanation of regional emergence. Many Silicon Valley books focus on a single company, a single technology, or a single heroic leader. Berlin instead highlights the connective tissue venture capital and credibility building, university tech transfer, operational execution, and cross-industry learning. The result is an account that feels less like legend-making and more like an anatomy of innovation, offering readers a framework for thinking about why some places repeatedly generate new industries and how that outcome is constructed over time. If you would like to support Leslie Berlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.